Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, joined always with my wonderful, beautiful, and talented co-host, Donna Lee.
What? I love that. Can we start over and say that all over again? Thank you.
I am a board-certified urologist, and this is a men's health show. The show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists, and that is the company that I started in 2007. We have six urologists. We have one interventional radiologist. We have seven or six advanced practice providers.
We're going to have a seventh soon.
Physical therapist, yeah. Health coach, sleep medicine.
Sex therapist.
And a strong commitment to taking care of the whole you, from the nipples to the knees.
I like your consistency on these messages. That is correct. And I like it when you get to that part. We have a strong commitment to keeping strong and committed.
Donna, if people want to become our patient or if they want to ask us questions on the show, how do they do that?
You call us as quickly as you can at 512-238-0762. We are the king of second opinions, too, if you need a second opinion out there. And we are in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, Dripping Springs. And did I miss something?
I think that's enough.
That's enough? Should we add a fifth?
We don't. Not yet.
No? Okay.
I'm tired.
Our website is armormenshealth.com. And guess what? We have a fan.
Yeah, we do.
An unlikely fan.
Yes.
He is a priest.
Yes.
And he listens to our show.
Well, I think that this is the place you get great information, and he knows. He heard it from the big guy.
He did?
From himself.
Does that mean we're not going to be doomed
still,
to hell?
It's okay. He's like checking out the competition.
But we have a priest on our side, right?
Yes.
He said to our doctor who was meeting him, he said, "The Armour Men's Health Show, I love Dr. Mystery and Donnelly," without being prompted.
Yes, that was nice.
Yeah.
He knows the name.
That's so sweet. So there you go.
And we love our listeners. We love your questions. And that's what keep us going. Donna, mm-hmm. Do we have any questions to go today?
We do. We have a few. They look like short questions, but I bet they're very detailed because there's always more than what meets the eye, right? Dr. Mystery, after having my prostate removed, I've tried pills, wave therapy about 20 plus times, shots, and a vacuum pump with no luck. Other than having an operation to insert a rod into my penis, what other options do I have?
Well, I'm afraid for this guy, the options are limited.
No.
But I'd love to talk about kind of what removing the prostate does, why people develop erectile dysfunction as a result.
Okay.
Kind of how do we feel as doctors causing this problem? Because, you know, we cause this problem in a way.
Mm.
So, you know, when you're diagnosed with prostate cancer, you're given a variety of different options. And people make decisions about what they want to do for a variety of different reasons.
Right.
So one of the reasons that they don't pick surgery is because of a concern about erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
But the other therapeutic choices, including radiation and hormone therapy, also leads to erectile dysfunction in a significant number of patients.
Mm.
It's really the prostate cancer's fault.
Okay.
I mean, it caused the problem and the need for this choice in the first place.
Okay.
And that's a genetic predisposition that has to do with lifestyle. There are things that you should be doing in your 20s and 30s to avoid, you know, or to lower your risk of having prostate cancer. You got to eat right, minimize fats, you got to stay thin, and you have to use that prostate, if you know what I mean.
Don't say that in my household.
You have to exercise. I think you're an accessory to murder if he ever dies from prostate cancer.
I know, don't say that out loud because Michael might hear this one episode and then blame me for something.
But I mean, he has control over that himself.
That's true.
The internet has more than enough options for him.
Well, not Pornhub anymore in Texas, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard it got banned.
I don't watch
you,
it.
Whatever.
I don't partake.
So and innocent. So,
but if you
but
have...
Wait. What causes, like if I don't have a, let's say I'm a dude, I don't have history of prostate cancer in my family. I'm 55 years old. I've been diagnosed. I have a high PSA. Is there something particular that I should have gone back in life and done differently?
Those same things, you know, ultimately.
Exactly what you said. There's
cancer,
not something that just causes prostate cancer.
And I'm not saying that you're going to for sure be able to avoid it. Like not avoiding smoking oftentimes will help you avoid bladder cancer. But your chances of developing these diseases, all cancers, are reduced with a low inflammation diet. That's why we have Holly Spears, our health coach on staff, teaching you how to minimize inflammatory foods in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep your weight low and you want to exercise your prostate. So those are the three messages that I would give anyone trying to aggressively avoid a prostate cancer or really any cancer diagnosis.
Okay.
So if you have surgery, the nerves, so the penis has blood vessels that have to open up to allow blood to go into the penis to get an erection.
Mm-hmm.
The nerves that connect your brain's signal to your penis, unfortunately, are attached to and wrap right next to the prostate gland.
Oh.
So these nerves, the neurovascular bundle, we call it, is adherent just like an apple skin is adherent to the apple fruit.
Okay.
And so we have to peel off this apple skin in order to save those nerves. But you can tell that if you, if I gave you a knife and you had to peel the skin off an apple, you might get a little apple, or you might take a little nerve, or you may take a little apple. And when you have cancer, especially an aggressive cancer, you don't want to take any apple. You want to make sure that the entire fruit is taken out of the body because that has cancer in it.
Oh my.
Did that analogy like
that was line? Really good.
And so
I appreciated that.
The surgeon's capability and the number of cases the surgeon has done is one factor. Your anatomy is another factor. If your skin is particularly sticky to the fruit, then it's hard to take it off. And it also has to do with how bad your cancer is. The worse your cancer is, you know, the harder it is to, you know, take the nerve tissue or leave it behind. And so with all this in mind, picking what you do in terms of your treatment can lead to the problem of developing erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
So now what do? You had your prostate removed. Your erections were really important to you. You know, maybe the surgeon assured you that he was going to, you know, save them, and it didn't happen. And that's how it rolls sometimes.
Right.
So the first thing that we do is the vacuum erection device. And this listener used it, he says, and didn't like it. And usually you don't like it because the ring that comes with it, the rubber band, if it's too tight, that feels uncomfortable. And if it's too loose, then it doesn't work. And it works by taking blood into the penis and keeping it there using a ring.
So like it's user error, possibly.
It's not just user error. It has to do with you. There are 1,000 rings out there. You have to experiment. You have to be willing to experiment and use a device that's uncomfortable on its surface to use.
And awkward in the beginning, I'm sure.
Yes, but it's awesome. You can travel with it.
You can name it causes, Sally.
It causes very few side effects. Okay.
You can put teeny tiny little boobs on
you
it.
You can do a lot of things with it. You're not having sex with the vacuum device, Donna.
Oh, you don't know that.
That's a fleshlight. It's a completely different product.
Sorry. I get confused.
So then you have pills and shockwave therapy. But if you didn't have any erection, nothing, your penis is not getting hard, then whoever sold this listener 20 wave therapy.
20, yeah. What
you know, really did a disservice to that. And I hate these pop-up wave clinics.
Right.
Because if you're not getting any erections, it's not going to work.
Yeah, in the beginning.
It's the wrong nerves. It hit the nerves upstream of the penis, not the ones in the penis.
So wait, what you're saying though is a patient, if you are not getting an erection whatsoever,
at all,
don't start with shockwave.
It's not going to work.
Right.
We would never sell a patient that here in this clinic.
Right.
And that is integrity. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think the listener said that he tried shots already, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the shots are what we call trimix shots. These are shots that go into the penis and then give you an erection.
I thought those worked like almost all the time.
They do work. So if they don't work,
there's
a couple of reasons. Number one is if it took too much medicine, then it could stay hard too long. And it's frightening, and you have to go to the emergency room, and I got to do all this weird stuff to your penis. It's a very bad day for everybody, okay?
Sounds like a Friday in my house, but okay.
And then, he wishes. And then there are people in who they don't get enough of the medicine. And we have 20 different formulations of the medicine. So you just need to experiment. So the vacuum device and the Trimix injections require patience and experimentation to get it right.
Okay.
Because there is nothing else left except for the inflatable penile prosthesis, which so eloquently was described as surgery to have rods put in my penis. but that's it. It's surgery that puts inflatable prosthetic silicone-based rods in your penis that you can pump up. It's internal, so nothing shows. It's often paid by many different types of insurance, although not guaranteed, but often. It's discreet. It's good for spontaneity. The erection and the orgasm feel good.
Mm-hmm.
The surgery takes an hour, and 6 weeks later, you're ready to go, and you've got nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And in the right hands, it's going to go very well, and that's why satisfaction rates are over 90%. So I would highly encourage this listener and all the men out there that are afraid of this option, mm-hmm. to recognize that either you have to be patient and experiment, but so many patients even weekly come to me thinking that I'm somehow denying them this magic erection thing. You know, I'm not. Okay. If I had it, I would give it to you. I promise.
You love to give guys erections.
I love it. Donna, how do people become patients of ours?
You call us right away if you'd like to learn how to make your penis big as beep. 512-238-0762. Our phone number, again, 512-238-0762. And our website, armormenshealth.com. Listen to our podcast wherever you pod.
Hello and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Show. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my indispensable, irreplaceable co-host, Donnelly.
He just said I could replace you in a heartbeat.
Especially with these AI voices. Now, I can get anybody in here.
That's true.
And there's enough recording of your voice that I could replace you.
You think there's an AI that could do this really weird, nasally, throaty voice?
I'm pretty sure. This is a men's health show. I'm a board-certified urologist, and this show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. That is the urology group that I started in 2007. We love second opinions on this show. Mm-hmm. If you are a regular listener, you'll note that I often talk about how biases, understanding, skill set of your doctor, even if you think they're all the same, really affects what kind of care you're going to get, what kind of options you're going to get, what kind of overall concern for your holistic care you're going to get. And so because of that, we get lots of second opinions because people listen to the show. And I'd like to think that I developed a reputation of giving people a greater set of options. And that reputation also extends to my wonderful partners here in our clinic who we would love to see you. Donna, how do people become patients of ours?
You call us at 512-238-0762. Our website is armormenshealth.com, where you could submit those questions that we'll answer anonymously. And remember, we're in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs. And I have a quick question about what you just said. Do the other physicians and surgeons in the physicians' lounges in the hospitals, do they ever come up to you and go, dude, I only do this one procedure and you're messing it up for me because people are starting to ask why I don't do more procedures?
No, I do get a lot of rolled eyes from the other urologists, though.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. They hate it when the patients come in and say, I heard something on Dr. Mystery's radio show. Do you know him? They're like, yeah, I know him.
They're like, we're not besties. That's funny. Well, so we had a great question with the last segment. And I thought this one was a nice follow-up from a different listener. Are you ready, Dr. Mystery?
Let's do it.
Dr. Mystery, are those over-the-counter pills to help a guy keep his erection safe? I've used them a few times and just want to make sure they're safe. Now, I don't know if he means from like the gas station, those over-the-counter?
That's precisely what he's talking about.
Okay. I saw a news story where there's something that's like gas station heroin. So I'm thinking if you get it at a gas station, it's probably not going to be super safe.
Listen. When it comes to gas station purchases, you know, Starburst is probably okay.
Starburst.
Beer is okay.
Beer, okay.
Gas is okay.
Starburst, beer, gas.
Right? That's it. Do not buy your sushi.
No sushi.
From a gas, like gas station sushi is probably a really bad idea.
No sushi, no erection pills.
Well, when it comes to erection pills, there you are. So this is what I don't understand about people.
Oh, no.
The regular stuff is so cheap.
Right?
Why would you ever spend $5 a pill? Is it because you're having sex right now and you're just like, man, I better get two condoms and some, it's like White Rhino or, you know.
Horny goat weed.
Horny goat weed's fine. We're talking about the names.
That's a supplement, yeah.
We're talking about the stuff that they name there.
Horny Bobby.
So I guess if you could buy a drug over the counter that helped your erection, better than what you can get that's pharmacologic grade, you don't think some drug company would have scooped that up and put it in a pill form and charge you $90 for it?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, they did.
Yeah.
It's called Viagra. So all that these guys are doing is they're getting off-market Viagra and Cialis and mixing it with some stuff.
From China.
Actually, it's probably from India.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to interrupt you.
So they're getting this counterfeit Viagra or Cialis and mixing it up and charging you literally 50 times more than you'd have to pay for it in the pharmacy.
But these are guys who probably don't have access to a doctor or urologist for the prescription.
And I understand that. And these are the choices that you make.
Yeah.
But the truth is that there's no quality control.
Yeah.
You can get the same erection med from the gas station and it'll work 1 week and not work a month later. Because every time the government finds that these guys are using this counterfeit drug, mm-hmm. they make them change the formulation.
Oh.
So maybe the guy, they, the day that they were making it, your batch,
yeah.
you know, the drug police were showing up, you know, and so they had to hide the fake Viagra.
Oh, my. That sounds so sketchy.
The other problem you're going to get is whatever they're adding into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so because there's no consistency, there's certainly no, like, oversight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we kind of, you know, as Americans, we kind of like the idea of something like we're getting something on the sly, you know?
Like rat poison?
Something.
No?
But like, but yeah, I don't know. If you have erectile dysfunction and you want to make sure that you get an erection that night, you know, we have some things that can help you out. A little bit more than those things.
But not Pornhub.
But not Pornhub, not in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So although I know of a lot of people that use them, and maybe in a pinch if you needed to use it, but what you're getting is you're getting a little bit of an adulterated, lower concentration of medicines that are available classically. So let's talk about those medicines. There's several on the market. There's sildenafil, which is generic.
Viagra.
It used to be Viagra, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it in so many different forms now.
Oh.
You can get it in a... My favorite is that you can get it in like a sucker and a gum.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it gives a whole new word to sucker.
We sell it. We sell it in a sucker form, a gum form. We have it in a like a lozenge form. Even one that goes between your lip and your gums, like a tobacco packet.
Really?
Yeah.
They should make like a gummy form.
There is a gummy form.
You said gum. I didn't know if it was like chewing gum.
Gum, gummy. And then,
so they should like put weed and Viagra in the gummy.
They should not do any of these things.
Yeah.
Just keep the Viagra pure, please. Don't put your dirty devil's, what do they call it? Devil's?
Paws? Yeah. Mitts?
Devil something.
Horns? Yeah. Okay.
So now you have Viagra, which is available, you know, at an HEB or with a good RX coupon. You can get 30 tablets of the 20 milligrams for, I don't know, $11, maybe $7.
Gosh.
You can get 90 tablets for, you know, not too much more.
Remember when it was $10 a tablet?
A pill.
Just one pill.
Yeah. And the government doled out, you could only get 6 erections a month.
Here you go, white man.
Yeah.
It's covered by your insurance.
Your insurance. I always found it funny at the VA because they, in my mind, I'm like, they only let the veterans have like 3 erections a month. That seems pretty. And then they make them go back to the VA to get more pills.
Your story, though, about the congressman or the guy who made the laws who was like, you know, 2 is too few, 4 is too many erections per month. Three sounds good.
3 sounds good. You know,
that's how they decided.
And so then you have our preferred medicine, which is tadalafil. And that's Cialis.
Mm-hmm.
There's a on-demand dose, which is 10 or 20 milligrams. And mm-hmm. you have to take that 4 hours prior to intercourse for it to work.
Okay.
And then you have the daily use, which you just take every day at the same time. So getting back to this listener's question, I think most of these medications probably use Viagra or sildenafil in them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're usually popping the pill, you know, this whatever you're getting, like soon before you're going to have intercourse. And so the sildenafil is more quickly acting.
Oh.
There's another medication that is not generic yet called Stendra. And I think that when that becomes generic, it's going to take off because it has a much shorter half-life. Because men really just want to pop it and go. But if you're using an over-the-counter, if you're using an over-counter gas station erection medicine, then you probably want to take it like we would advise you to take Viagra, which is on an empty stomach about an hour before intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
So an empty stomach.
How is Stendra different than Viagra or Cialis?
It's all just...
the half-life?
They're
part?
All... They last differently. Mm. They bind differently and more aggressively to this PDE5 enzyme. And that's how they change.
I see.
And there used to be another one called Vardenafil, which I don't see anymore. But that used to be kind of the go-to medicine for the VA. So that's a lot of veterans know about that medication. But the Cialis medication, similarly, for $13, you can get 95 milligram tablets.
Wow.
So if you're getting your medicine from Hims or from one of these online pharmacy things where they're charging you $1 or $2 a pill, you're really overpaying. You're overpaying just so you didn't have to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that it's worth it to go to the doctor. We're here to fix you and help you and make sure you're doing the right thing. And and that's okay.
Quality control.
It's not really that big of a waste of a time. I mean, we have nice magazines, you know, you get to meet me. It's kind of funny around here.
Right.
We'll even give you a t-shirt.
I mean, if you don't have insurance, it's really pretty inexpensive.
It's pretty inexpensive. I mean, our charge to see a patient, what is it, like $150 for an uninsured
for the first
patient.
Visit, and then follow-ups are less than that.
And then the labs, like if you're really going to get a full set of testosterone labs, it's like $50.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about, you know, break the bank money here.
Right.
And especially if it's good for your health.
And you can get refills for like 6 months or a year.
Yeah. I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
You know, like we're not going to make it hard. We're going to make it easy.
We're going to make it hard, though.
Yeah. Later. Nice one. Donna, if people really want to learn our humor or get a referral to a more appropriate urologist, what number do they call?
You can call us at 512-238-0762. And our website, as you know, is armormenshealth.com. Reach out to us if you have any questions. We'll answer them anonymously, just like this one. Our website, again, armormenshealth.com. And please check out our podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts. You know, we got a patient from Washington the other day, Dr. Mystery, from listening to the podcast.
I love it.
All right. Well, thanks, y'all, for listening. And we'll see you next time.
The Armor Men's Health Show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.